Deacon Jerry, I believe I have a word for you. What I was seeing was the Lord putting his hands on your face and looking into your eyes and saying, I trust you. And what I then saw was that you're an anchor. And the next thing, and it just seems like prophetically, I don't typically see things like this, but this is what I was seeing. I saw a switch on a wall, and the switch was turned on, and a light went on, and what I heard is the Lord is giving you some boldness like you've never experienced. And to know that that's going to be a release in you, and it will be new for you, and it will be fun.
I don't know your name, but you're in between. Yeah. Abby. Oh, I have an Abby. I just see the Lord opening some doors for you. And I don't know if it has to do with school, but I just keep thinking it has to do with school and that God is going to open some doors for you. I don't know if you already need them open, but at some point there's going to be a door you need open and God's going to open the door. Not to limit yourself or limit by what you can see, because God has resources and the ability to do anything, and he's going to open doors for you.
I can't remember your name. I know you were sitting by Mike in the green shirt. Yeah. And Tammy, I knew it. I just didn't think of it. But I keep hearing just the lyrics, who the sun sets free is free indeed. And I just hear the Lord singing that over you. And I just heard the Lord say that he's done such a deep work. And I just see like the rift going deep, but it's not a rift of separation, but of such deepness in the Lord. And I heard the Lord say, have no fear that things would ever be the way they were, but that he has done such a work in you and is doing such a work in you that it'll never be the same again, but there's only more and more and more. And I just see the Lord just pouring more, like every moment, just more, and you going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Let me tag onto that. And I was sitting behind you, and I just kept hearing the Lord say that he is so proud of you, and he is so pleased with you. And there has not been a moment when he wasn't.
Father David, I've got this Woody Woodpecker word for you, because that's who I saw. This was really old, because it was the old black and white cartoon of Woody Woodpecker, you know, just going to town on it. And what you would think is, man, that has got to hurt. But he laughed about it. I just heard the Lord say, you tell Father David that he just keeps on knocking. And it, like Father Mark said yesterday, maybe it ought to be pressure, but it's not. He said, I'm there, and you'll laugh at what's in front of you.
I'm also
for David Winkle. When I was walking down the side there, I just heard the word wiggle.
And wiggle, you know, wiggle. Like you do whenever you eat chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I thought, Lord, that's a strange word. And the Lord said, there's a situation that David's facing that seems complicated, but tell him don't try too hard to fix it. God's going to do just a wiggle, and it's going to all work out. It's just going to take God doing a wiggle. So you can just trust him with it, okay? If you try to fix it, you'll break it. Yes, wait for the wiggle. Also, this word for you, and the Lord said, I haven't thought of this in forever, so I know these things are God, because you'll get these things, you think, I never thought of that for a long time. I heard the song from the TV series, The Jeffersons. Moving on up to the east side. And the Lord said that you're in this season now, moving on. And it's a moving up. God's purpose is for you. You're going to experience an accelerated level. And the whole thing, the song, moving up the east side, Jesus is, when you think of east, you always think of Christ. So this is moving on into God's purposes in Christ for you. But this is a moving on time. It's okay. All righty? And for you, I just believe that this has been a week of God connecting some dots. You've had a lot of dots floating around, ideas, and God's connected dots. And that's important because part of your assignment is to deposit things into other people's lives. You verbalize truth really well. And so the Lord's about to open some doors for that assignment, to teach, to put things into people's lives because God's connected the dots for you. Okay? There's somebody here also. I can't tell if it's pain. It could be. I know there's pain, and there may be some hearing stuff going on, but it's your left ear, and the Lord wants to heal you. So whoever that is, God's going to heal you today. And somebody may have some words of knowledge, too, about healing. So Anna, this is like the band's back together again because she's a famous, over the years, noon Eucharist giving words to people, but she's gotten caught up in going to college and finishing college and all that kind of stuff. So she's made a rare appearance. So this is a special guest appearance by St. Anna.
For you in the green right here, whenever I looked at you, I just kept hearing lilies. And I was just like, Lord, lilies, what? Is there anything more other than lilies? And he brought to mind a couple of weeks ago, I have a coworker who got a bouquet of flowers delivered to work. Somebody had sent her. And it's a bouquet of, they had lilies and roses in it. And I was standing behind the counter with my coworkers, and they kept going, man, it's really smelling up the restaurant. Like, we can really smell it. And it's like, it's not the roses. What is it? And I was like, it's the lilies, not the roses, because the lilies smell more than the roses do. And they were all kind of surprised by that, because you think fragrant, you think roses, not the lilies. But I was like, no, lilies are actually the more fragrant. And the Lord brought that to mind, and I just kept thinking, the fragrance came from an unexpected place. And it's still a place of beauty. It was still kind of where it was coming from, but it wasn't where they thought it was. So I don't know what you're going through right now, but I just bless that and encourage you to keep your eyes open for the blessings or the open doors or whatever that fragrance is that may be coming where you're not expecting it to be.
Amen. Also, I remember one time, those who went, we all went together to Brazil. I remember maybe the last time we were there, there was a word for kind of like inflammation, almost like arthritic things. And we discovered later that there was some kind of insect that was biting people, and they were having serious issues like that. And everywhere we went, we just saw so many people get healed that way. I just got this word. I don't usually get words like this that are for like anybody. This is sort of a wad word. There's a bunch of people. But I just believe that God wants to heal arthritis. That's what I kept seeing. I kept seeing joints, and I kept seeing inflammation, and I really believe that God wants to heal arthritis in people's necks and in their hands, in their knees. So if you're one who's struggling with arthritis, then that's in Christ too. So we just want to pray for you. When you come to receive Eucharist, we want to pray for your healing. Amen. I just thank God for your healing.
Jamin, a word for you. I knew I had one, Lord, when I look back at you, and the Lord was saying it's in his name. So, of course, I had to look your name up. It means right hand, right? And Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. And I really feel like what the Lord is saying at this time of season is where you're going to really know what Roxanne was talking about today of being seated in Christ in the heavenly places, who you are. And everything flows out of that, your destiny, everything. And so the Lord's going to really, you're going to, as we say around here, we're getting it, right? You're just going to continue to get it and really know who you are in Christ.
Who is this for?
Jamin.
Oh, wow. Now, for those of you who, Jamin's already the best deacon who's ever lived. He's not ordained a deacon yet. And so tonight, for the clergy wives who come again because it's part of the clericus, we're planning some special tasty things. Not enough for you to make a whole meal of, because I've seen some of you eat, but it'll be some great, wonderful after-dinner, wonderful something, steak type thing. Bites of. Yeah.
Father, I couldn't remember your first name. From the first time I saw you this morning walking in, I heard, for such a time as this, and so I kept, just every time I saw you, kept hearing that verse. And so what the Lord started giving me was Song of Solomon 2:14, 2:13 or 2:14. So really, the verse above the little foxes. Okay, 13. I love that verse. And to me, that's such a powerful verse, because in that verse is where you're being called away. You're being called away with him to a new intimacy, a deeper intimacy, a deeper calling, hearing his voice more. And just what's been going on here this last 3 days. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, what does this mean for him? And so what the Lord just started showing me was, this was really, even I think it's mandatory. I don't know if that was a joke, that was mandatory that y'all had to be here. But it's really important that you were here for a significant purpose, and I'm not sure what that is, and you'll know more about it. But I know these 2 years have been kind of crazy for the whole world, but really for the church. It's been a really hard time for the church. The fear, the death, and what we call COVID casualties, people that never came back, you know, for so many reasons. But especially for the shepherds overlooking the flock, it's been a hard time, because the pressure on the shepherds, what the Lord started showing me, has been hard, you know, to bring the flock back, and to almost like it in Song of Solomon 1:6, where it talks about after I'm dark but I'm lovely, and I had to take care of my other vineyards, so I wasn't able to take care of my own vineyard. And so I think this 3 days for you is just this time where the Lord, it's just you and him, where he's calling you again to that secret place, to that deeper intimacy, and this deeper time. And it's, and this morning I was reading something Smith Wigglesworth said. I said, if you see this person that's just full of zeal, take that zeal. You have that zeal too. Don't wish for their zeal. You have that zeal. And I just feel like you're going to take this zeal and this new thing back with you. And it's really just going to spread in your congregation.
Amen. The word I got for you, David, is God's doing some things from the inside out. And see, people think church growth is always about the outside in. We got to get them in. But what God wants is a church that's holy and healthy from the inside out. And then that becomes attractive. But I think that God's doing some stuff in you from the inside out, and you're going to be like this seed planted that's going to cause everything in your church to transform from the inside out. You're perfectly placed. It's the perfect time. It's a joyful opportunity. For our, Deborah, you have a word?
I had this word once before, but someone, I don't know who it is, there's just too much intellectualism, and we can't get in the weeds and stay in the weeds with going deep into books and things and intellectual things when the gospel is simple. And God, whoever this is, God wants to bring you out of that and into a more joyful position that attracts younger people. And that's what I have.
glad that word wasn't for me, obviously. I've got a word of knowledge about inner healing, and it really comes from a word that TC had this morning. You didn't catch it as a word from the Lord. She said, I have let go of so many regrets in the last few months. And there are several folks here, you're just weighed down with regrets. And the process that the Lord has for you is to, as soon as a regret comes to mind, he's inviting you to do exactly what TC did, and that is release it to him and give it to him and let go of it and don't take it back.
Let me be a theologian and follow up on that. He's already got it. You have his record. When the enemy brings up a regret and you talk to God about it, God doesn't know what you're talking about. You have Jesus' record. So when it comes up, just tell him, go knock on his door. Talk to him about his record. You with me? That's important. He's the accuser, so he does that a lot.
You know, I heard you say he's the abuser. I know that's not what you said, but he is the abuser. Yeah. He abuses us that way. Yeah.
Somebody's having some issues. There's not arthritis involved in their left foot. And whoever that is, God's going to heal you. This is the only word I'm getting is the word tumor. You may not even know what kind of tumor it might be. It could be a fibrous thing. I keep thinking in here. I don't know if that's in your lungs and it's different. I don't know what it, I'm not sure. But this side of your body. And whatever that is, God's going to heal it. Could be a lump in a woman's breast. I'm not sure. Years ago, I know that we were in Massachusetts, part of a clergy retreat, and gave a word for somebody. So I believe that there's some woman here who's been diagnosed with fourth stage breast cancer. God's going to heal you. And the cancer just disappeared. So that's just normal stuff, right? That's not special, super deluxe model. That's normal Jesus. So our pal from New York, I just think the Lord's doing so much stuff in your life. But I also think there's some family member. It could be a cousin, somebody that at some point in your life you were kind of close to, but it's been a broken relationship. You don't have a clue how to fix it. I believe God's going to like heal that relationship without you even trying. He may tell you to do something, give him a call or whatever, but it's going to be another sign to you of the transformative work God's doing in your life.
I don't know your name. I'm so sorry. I know Chris? Your face. Chris? Okay. I just hear the Lord. I just hear the Lord saying that he hears you going, pick me, pick me, pick me. Like, and the Lord said just to turn your ear to him, because you not to be surprised at what he's fixing to pick you to do and the things he's fixing to call you into.
Anybody have any more words of knowledge in terms of healing?
I think this is a word of knowledge. I don't know if it's for one person or more than one person, there is some confusion. There's just some confusion and there's some fear associated with it. In the passage, 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion but peace. And so if there is some confusion that just seems to be kind of hanging around, I believe the Lord wants to lift that off.
Also, all these name tags are our gift to you. When you go home, you can wear them anytime you want to, like Walmart or any place. You want to be aware of that. Because people will probably come up to you and say, why are you wearing that name tag? And you're going, well, because that's who I am in Christ. That's my name, but I'm in Christ. Do you know? No, this is yours. You can wear it with you to a party, whatever you want to do. It's our gift. You don't have to thank us. It's yours.
I just want to tag on to what he said about the chaos. What I feel like is there's more than one, and the people that are just dealing with chaos, but it's anxiety and panic, and I feel like maybe you hadn't really named it, but it's, and that's part of the chaos, and just some grief or just this thing that you can't get breakthrough in. And I feel like you really need to come get prayer for that today. And I was given the word back in March when I had a miraculous healing. The word was given to me that the Lord had given me a breakthrough anointing. So I would love to pray for breakthrough, for anybody that just needs a breakthrough in that.
Amen. Okay. I think that's good.